All morning, we're remembering 9/11, 25 years ago today, at this exact moment, 25 years ago, 8:42 a.m., United Flight 93 takes off from Newark, New Jersey after a delay due to routine traffic. It was headed for San Francisco, California. There's 33 passengers, 7 crew members, 4 hijackers on board. Of course, that was the plane that crashed in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, after the heroes took control, as Alan Miller was just talking about moments ago. Folks, just a quick programming note. At 8:46, we will go silent for a moment to remember. 8:46 a.m. is when Flight 11 crashed into the World Trade Center's North Tower. And so we will take a moment to remember that. But joined in studio now as we continue our guest here on 9/11, Amanda Riggin, who has been to Ground Zero on September 11th in the past, of course, runs Hungry Heroes. Amanda, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing okay
it's
today.
It's been a morning.
It's emotional. I've already held back tears this morning.
Yeah.
What is this day? You know, you had shared with us that when you first started Hungry Heroes, how cool it would be to potentially be in New York on 9/11. You've been there in the past. What is it like?
It's just sombering. It's you wake up and it's like a silent, eerie feeling. Like I woke up the first time there 2 years ago, just tears streaming down my face. No one has to speak, and you just feel it. You know what I mean? You feel what's going on. I'm sad I'm not there today, but...
But yeah. You will be.
Yeah, I'll be there a week and a half. Yeah.
So. Yeah.
So tell folks what you're going to be... We say this all the time, but most people know what Hungry Heroes is. You have run an organization, and you supply food to our first responders, veterans, really anyone who has served our country in any way. But you are going to be taking a trip up to New York City here in the next week or so to serve many of those first responders.
Yeah, so we have a map out of all the police and fire. We had a guy I met last year. His dad actually died in 9/11. He followed his footsteps. He's a firefighter. And so he's helped us map out different precincts to go to, different agencies, and we're actually going to just hand deliver a meal as a thank you. So a barbecue meal, just something to say, hey, we see you, we remember you. And yeah, I'm just super stoked to be back to be able to do that.
Well, we'll discuss that a little more detail here momentarily, but we're getting set to take a moment of silence. 8:46 a.m., American Airlines Flight 11. This was the one that took off at 7:59 out of Boston, headed for Los Angeles, California. 76 passengers, 11 crew members, 5 hijackers, all were killed instantly when it hit the North Tower. That's the North Tower and the World Trade Center. It hit right above the 91st floor as well as where it was. And we will pause now as it is 8:46 again on this time, 25 years ago. This is when we knew America was under attack. Again, 8:46, Flight 11 crashed into the World Trade Center's North Tower. It crashed at the 91st floor, killing everyone on board instantly. And at that point, our country knew something was up. Just 17 minutes later, Flight 175 at 9:03 would crash into the World Trade Center's South Tower. Again, we were joined by Amanda Riggin. Amanda, we all remember where we were when 9/11 happened. For you, take us back on what it was like for you on that day and what that was one of the big things that led to what you now do running Hungry Heroes.
I was actually at Northwestern. I was in 10th grade and I was in visual communication class. Everything just shut down. I remember my teacher got a call and everything just shut down. Everyone turned on the TVs and we just sat there, most of us in tears, not knowing what's going to happen next. And I will never, ever forget that.
You have a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously she was not alive in 9/11. I was telling earlier, Patty and I were talking, I have an 11-year-old son and an 18-year-old stepdaughter, and we were sitting there talking at dinner the other night about 9/11, and it was almost to them like, we think about World War II.
Yeah.
because it's what our family members tell us. What's your conversation been like with your daughter about what this 9/11 means?
She has actually went with me the last 2 years in New York. She has served, heard all the stories. The stories will change your life the way you look at it. We were actually went to Ground Zero to the memorial. She went through that with me just in tears. Being there and seeing that, hearing all the voicemails and the phone calls will absolutely break your heart. So she actually has seen it firsthand, the aftermath.
Amanda, you'll be going up here in about a week to Ground Zero. How can folks help you guys out and what you're going to be doing as you go to the different precincts, fire departments, police officers, stuff like that, and deliver food?
Definitely prayers, but donations go a long way. You know, we're actually not taking the tents and setting up. We're just going to go directly to them, just serving pans of barbecue and desserts and just as a thank you. And honestly, last time I was there, they don't care if it's a pack of cookies. It means so much. It means so much. And down at Ground Zero in the city, the fire departments were just really historic. They all had so many stories, just all over the walls and memorials. Definitely different than the layout of fire departments I'm used to going to. It's very historic. Like the two-story come down the pole, you know, that was really, really cool to see. How old those were.
And to be able to take your daughter and also talk to second generation first responders is incredible. I love the fact that, you know, everyone wants to help, but very few actually do. And you ask, what can I do? Mm-hmm. And now you have served. I can't even imagine the number of first responders that you have served, but what a beautiful thing you do. Thank you so much for just taking that step and doing that and continuing to do that as we learn and we grow and we learn about the impact of that day.
Thank you. Yeah, I never envisioned or saw it happening. But when Hunger Heroes first started here in York County, we had a really big event in honor of Mike Doty. And I just sat back after that because I saw how many people responded and gave and supported. And I was like, one day, what if? You know, because obviously I was young. I was in 10th grade. One day if, and then we flew there and got it set up. And yeah, just crying the whole time.
Amanda, as always, thank you for what you do for this community, especially our first responders.
Thank you.
And have a safe trip. Good luck. And thank you.
Thank you so much.